This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we take a trip way back to 1896 as the Wolverines, led by coach William Ward, headed to the Windy City to face Amos Alonzo Stagg and his Chicago Maroons. These days there's no question of the identity of Michigan's biggest rival. That's that team from Ohio that'll be on the sideline later today. But back in the 1800s and well into the Fielding Yost era, public enemy number one was Chicago and coach Stagg. While today we play the Buckeyes after the Thanksgiving holiday each season, do you know that Michigan actually used to play on Thanksgiving Day? Indeed, and on this day exactly 120 years ago, Michigan and Chicago squared off on Thanksgiving Thursday in Chicago, as they did a few times in the 1890s. The newly formed Western Conference had recently mandated that each game be played on campus, but Stagg steered the season finale against undefeated Michigan to be played indoors. Yes, indoors, downtown at the Chicago Coliseum on an oddly shaped gridiron. I'm guessing the thousands who attended were thankful for the climate-controlled seating, as outside the Windy City was battered with driving wind and rain. Northwestern and Wisconsin played on the same day, just down the field in Evanston, in what was described as a sea of mud. Inside the Coliseum, Chicago went up 7-0 on a safety and a touchdown. TDs were only worth 5 points back then. But Michigan made it close with a TD and an extra point to pull it to 7-6. The nasty weather outside affected the abilities for fans to see the action, so they actually turned on the lights inside the Coliseum to the delight of thousands on hand. This 1896 game ended 7-6 in the Maroons' favor, and the local press proclaimed, "Indoor football is a success." 2 years later, though, in 1898, Michigan would have its revenge on Stagg. Once again undefeated heading into Thanksgiving, the Wolverines took down the Maroons 12-11. And again, deeply inspired by the win, Louis L. Bell put pen to paper, wrote the victors, and forever immortalized the 1890 team as the Victors Valiant, the conquering heroes, and the champions of the West. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com for the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff. This is Greg Dooley.